The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth, yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you.
I believe in you, baby. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock with Joe Piscopo, Francis Albert right there. Great to have you with us. You cannot make up the news. What a morning. Stay with us. Give us a call. Love to know what you're thinking. 877-970-2999. Big Al is with us. It's Gattullo and Piscopo. Debbie Duhaime. Frankie is off, a well-deserved week off. And we got a great show for you today. And a tip of the hat to Frankie Five Burrows for helping us put this together this morning. And hello to Brian Zagan. Brian, great to have you with us as well, producing the show this morning. Always appreciate it. And it's great. And you got your microphone.
Thank
right
you,
there.
Joe. I appreciate that.
We got everybody. Charles is here. Matt, the genius, the social media genius is here that everybody keeps. We have actually shackled Matt to the board so he doesn't, no one takes you away because people always are trying to steal it. They won't buy our board. All right. Every host goes, can I have that kid? Can I have this social media kid? I said, no. So we got him now. So thank you, Matt. So Congressman Josh Gottheimer on the show. I'm curious to see what he's thinking about now that the president is indeed going to, because Josh is a Democrat. The president's going to declare an emergency. And in my mind, I'm going, boom, yes. Do it. Can I walk? And by the way, let me just billboard the show, please. Assemblyman Dove Hyken. Dove is a great man. He's true to his heritage. He takes that heritage and he weaves it within the fabric and foundation of the United States of America that makes us stronger. You know, and he's a caring man. And we have so much to get into with Dove Hyken. You don't want to miss that coming up in about 10 minutes. Again, Josh will be on the show. Commissioner James O'Neill. It is a privilege. And you know what? It's an honor to have James O'Neill. This is the stellar commissioner of the NYPD, and the men and women of the NYPD doing such a great job. We lost Detective Brian Simonson, and we'll talk to the commissioner about that in the 8 o'clock hour. Jeffrey Lyons will tell you what films you want to see. Mike Gallagher will give you a preview of what you want to see. And now Mike Lindell and I were supposed to be at Liberty University today, actually. Yeah, it was today. And we were supposed to be down there together and do a joint appearance together with my friend Mike Lindell, who I love. Mr. My Pillow, great patriot, great strong man of faith. What a story. Now, and he goes out and does inspirational talks all around the world, by the way, helping children in inner cities all around the country. Mike Lindell, right? So we said, well, rather than do all at once, why don't we do one event with Mike Lindell? This is Liberty Talking, Liberty University. And then I will go in April. So I picked the April 12th date. I'll be down there. We'll be broadcasting, by the way, live from Liberty University. I'm very, very excited about that. I'll be doing a show there. I'm taking Mikey with me. I may take the whole family with me, you know, but we're going to have a great show down there. Beautiful, beautiful university. And Mike is down there today, this morning, and he will be speaking in front of thousands, I think like 10,000 kids. And Mike said, I get a note from Frankie Volpe, our sales guy. He goes, hey, Mike Lindell's on the show? I go, absolutely, anytime. And I love that about Mike. He comes to talk to you, because he loves you for listening to AM 970. He's such a loyal guy. And about to step in front of 10,000 kids, yet he's going to join us on the Piscopo Show in the 9 o'clock hour. So you don't want to miss this great, great American, Mike Lindell. So the whole big thing is about Amazon. That's the big story, and we got to touch on that. I can't stand corporate greed. And as we went to L.A. and I took my daughter to Beverly Hills to work over the weekend, past weekend. As you know, I took Olivia, and I had to explain to her why the airlines were so mismanaged and why we're being treated like we're treated. It's just corporate greed. They want to jack up the stock prices, and I understand all of that. But when it does not translate down to service and doesn't translate down to the employees, I understand that. This was American Airlines, and it was an embarrassment. It was a disaster. But the employees were great. The flight attendants were great. The pilots were great. The people on the tarmac were great. Yes, the tarmac. We had to take a bus to the plane and walk the tarmac like we were in Venezuela, for crying out loud. Embarrassing. But the corporate cats don't care. The corporate cats never get out of their ivory towers and walk the tarmac. I will rail on that. And the corporate greed is inexcusable the way it's happening in this country. I understand when Bernie rails about that and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez rails. I understand it. But when you have a chance, to bring in billions with a B dollar to your community, you can't work that out. You can't work it out. You can't bring when Amazon wants to come in and bring 25,000 jobs, maybe like Eric Olrich just said, maybe $25 billion, $30 billion, and then you're going to give away $3 billion in tax breaks, don't you make that happen at all costs? You have to say, look, who's the stronger here? Amazon's the stronger because New York needs it. Man, and you know what really hurts is that it would have put New York, you know, I'm a Jersey guy, but what do we do when we're in Jersey? I talk to my Jersey brothers and sisters, man. What do you want to do? You go to New York to, quote, unquote, make it. Am I right or wrong? I mean, you know, it's always, we love Jersey, but you always go to the Big Apple, man. When I went to the comedy clubs, I had to go to New York, man. You got to go to New York, New York. So I have an allegiance, a love for this city where we broadcast from, especially down on Wall Street where we are, block away from the Freedom Tower, you know, and the history and the courage. And I just love everything about New York. It would have put New York on the same plane as the Silicon Valley, man. You couldn't have touched it. I don't know how. The Democrats in Albany messed this up. I just can't figure it out. And I know Governor Cuomo ain't happy, and Mayor de Blasio, and here Congressman King even said, and I agree with Congressman King, we agree with Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio. Amazon should have been here. You could have worked it out. Yes, you should have worked it out. It's an embarrassment that they didn't. So, and having said that, I would say to Bezos, come to Newark, and I'm going to say this about 1,000 times, because when people run for president, you want to say, show me something? And I would say to Senator Booker, my longtime friend, and I know I'm going to tick you off, but I got to say, I have a respect and love. I don't hate anybody. Corey's been a friend for many, many years. And just because we are diametrically opposed politically, I'm not going to hate the guy, right? And I would just say respectfully to Cory Booker, Senator from New Jersey, he has it in the palm of his hand to show. He wants to get to the head of that pack, and people running for president in the Democratic Party, bring Amazon to Newark. Show us something, Corey. You could, and I'll tell you what, Corey could do it. He brought Panasonic to Newark. Bring Amazon to Newark. You want to get to the head of the pack and bury everybody? No one will touch you if he goes right. I'm telling you, let's see what happens in that regard. Now, and now in politics, too, I got to tell you, the president, you know, and I'll walk you through this, too. And give me a call. Let me know what you're thinking, too. 877-970-2999. The president comes into town. He turns everything upside down. It's as politically incorrect as you possibly can imagine. And there are those of us who absolutely love every minute of it. You know, here's a guy. He blazed the path into Washington. People going, oh, my gosh, Donald Trump is president. And I'm going, this is great. You can't make it up. And guilty as charged. I love the drama of it, you know. I love the drama. Donald Trump is what? What? And you know, if you know Donald Trump, as I've known him peripherally for, you know, my goodness gracious, 30 plus years. Good guy, sit down. We got nothing to worry about. But he goes in to shake it up, and he brings to the Republicans, and forgive me if I'm repeating this, but on the radio you got to say it over and over again to get the point across. Forgive me. The president gives the Republicans the White House. The president gives the Republicans the Senate and the House. This is Donald Trump did it, not any Republican. No other matter of fact, no other Republican could have been elected. This is what the president brings to the table. You would think that Paul Ryan And Mitch McConnell would have said at the time, you know what, we better get this health care thing passed. Because how many times did I rail about on this radio show? Oh, Obamacare, repeal and replace Obamacare. Yeah, we're going to rip out Obamacare. Okay, and what are you replacing it with again? The Republicans had nothing. They had nothing. They can't make excuses. And the same thing about comprehensive immigration reform. The Republicans had it in the palm of their hand, which makes me believe, and Frankie Fibrillas told me, that maybe the far right doesn't want comprehensive immigration reform because they like the cheap labor. I'm just saying. I don't know that that's the case. I'm just saying. But the fact of the matter is they just stonewalled Donald J. Trump. And meantime, he gets rid of ISIS. Yes, he does. He brings the economy to heights that we've never seen in 50 years. He helps out Latinos. He helps out the black Americans. I'm not doing a pro Donald Trump speech. This is objectively what the president of the United States has done in the last 2 years. And if you can't see it, then that's your problem, not my problem. He built up the military like we've never seen before. He's a patriot like we've never seen before, right? This is the guy. So he goes in there. Now he wants to build the wall. The Republicans did not do anything in the last 2 years. What choice does President Trump have but to declare an emergency? He's going to declare an emergency. He's going to sign that bill that was passed in the House. He's going to keep the government open at least till September, and then he's going to declare an emergency. And I say Godspeed, Mr. President. He has no choice but to do it. And unless you, and I said this earlier, last hour, unless you've walked the inner cities of the United States of America, like yours truly, and you've seen the devastation, what happens, what comes across that southern border of the United States in drugs and in gang violence alone, you have no right to comment on that wall. Don't tell me about the wall if you're going to go to Hawaii for a vacation and you're going to build a wall around your house. Don't tell me about that. I think what the president is doing is just. And then Al and I were talking. Now this is going to, if he declares an emergency, as he's going to do in the Rose Garden at 10 o'clock this morning, and then Mike Gallagher will have it all for you live on right here on AM 970 The Answer, that leaves open the door to the Democrats now saying, oh, well, we're going to declare an emergency on the violence in schools, the mass murders. Okay, well, you know, fair enough. But now what's going to happen is once he declares an emergency, and you don't think they have all the papers ready to file a lawsuit against the president to stop this, let it run through its course. The fact of the matter is, the president will do what he's promised, and we'll see. Let the courts play it out. And then my argument to, well, the Democrats could do it then you know what? Then the Republicans will take them to court. But the fact is that the president has no choice. And I got to tell you something. The Republicans have nobody to blame but themselves. They had 2 years to do it. 2 years to stand up for this president. And then to look at this news, look at the news this morning. Look at this. This McCabe character. You see him with Scott Pelley? That's going to be on 60 Minutes. Now, don't forget, 60 Minutes wants viewers. That's why they're doing this. McCabe wants to sell books. But Lindsey Graham is right. Senator Graham is right. Put McCabe in front of some kind of hearing. You got to have some kind of Senate hearing. This guy, when he saw Donald Trump, didn't like what he saw in Donald Trump, and he starts an investigation, and he comes up with this delusional theory, oh, the Russians must have got him elected. This is the deep state at its worst. This is dangerous. It's dangerous. It is time for a Senate hearing to look into McCabe, whether he's selling books or what, because if it's true what he said and he did what he did, he should be in jail. And so should Rosenstein. I'm just saying. Piscopo in the morning. It's 7:18. Woo! What a morning. Let me go to my buddy Big Julie on the phone. Then we're going to talk to Al for 2 minutes, and then we'll go to Assemblyman Dove Hyken. Hey, Big Julie, how you doing, buddy? What's on your mind this morning?
Why, listen, that Amazon thing along, I said, let me tell you something. Those people, those political people with all their education talk, let me tell you something. Last night I heard they had a big party, a bunch of winning losers over there. Let me tell you, they push about the education to get people them jobs and everything.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, right now the way it looks, they're so smart, them people, they outsmart themselves.
Yeah.
And everybody's voting, walking around with signs, paper signs and flip-flops in the snow. There you go. Now you got your education, and nobody's got any work. Nobody's got any
out. Big Jewel, you're right on the money. I know you're right. Let me tell you something, Al. Let me tell you something, man. Flip-flops in the snow. That's my new book. Thank you. Flip-flops in the snow.
Yeah.
It's true. All the
I don't like that. Not a big fan of the cold.
Flip-flops. Like that. Hey, it's about 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. We'll go to Debbie momentarily. This is a big story as well before we go there. William Barr, America's new attorney general. I'm feeling really good about this. I mean, I never a big fan of George H.W. Bush, but, you know, it's amazing. amazing that this man, Mr. Barr, was the Attorney General under George H.W. Bush. And you got to give President George H.W. Bush credit for that. And he is now the new Attorney General. I wonder, everybody's wondering what he's going to do with this Mueller probe. Do you just, the Mueller fiasco, the witch hunt, the ruse that is the Russia, election meddling probe. My goodness gracious, how will now AG Barr deal with that? 877-970-2999. Assemblyman Dove Hyken will join us, and Congressman Josh Gottheimer coming up. Commissioner O'Neill right at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, and Debbie Duhaime always looking out for you, as she does. Nobody better than Debbie on the roads for you right now on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Problems on 208 southbound getting down toward Goffel Road into Hawthorne. Everything closed with an accident, so definitely avoid 208 south this morning through Bergen County. You're slowing down on the Garden State Parkway north at 127 with an accident getting up toward Woodbridge, and 22 eastbound Washington Ave in Greenbrook. That's an accident with an overturned tractor trailer. It's still busy in the Bronx on the westbound Bruckner getting down toward the Hunts Point drawbridge with a collision here in town. 37th is blocked by 3rd Avenue. Accident investigation of a pedestrian accident over there to deal with. LIE busy westbound getting out through the Cross Island and in through Woodhaven Boulevard. At 347 is Concert Highway West at Nichols Road into Stony Brook. Watch for an accident there as well. Looks like 7 trains canceled with New Jersey Transit with a lack of manpower. And also we're seeing some extra canceled trains with a positive train control. Southbound thruway slowing down 13 down toward 11 in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Burlington. Hurry into your Burlington store and stock up on the everyday essentials you need for your family and home. Socks, underwear, denim, coats, plus towels, bedding, and so much more at a fraction of the price. Burlington, style for everyone.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Caesars Entertainment, the casino and hotel company, could be for sale. The Wall Street Journal says investor Carl Icahn, who owns 10% of the company, is pushing it to sell itself. He believes it would be more successful if run by a rival casino company. Caesars owns around 50 casinos in 13 states and 5 countries, including Caesars Palace and Harrah's in Las Vegas. Facebook could wind up paying a multi-million dollar fine following an investigation into its privacy practices. Reports say Facebook is currently negotiating the penalty. Facebook and the U.S. government have a privacy agreement dating back to 2011. Amazon shares closed down 1% after it abandoned plans to build a new headquarters in New York City. The Dow was down 103 yesterday, NASDAQ up 6, S&P down 7. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The smart way to buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 7:25 right now. Perillo Tours is starting their 74th year in business with vacations to Italy and now Hawaii, too, by the way. Join me, Jersey Joe, on a special Perillo tour to Italy. Steve Perillo and I have put together a very special 11-day Best of Italy trip for some of my closest friends. That is you, your family, from AM 970, The Answer. We love you. You know where we're going, right? You heard, right? Rome. Florence, excuse me, Sorrento, vide mate quanto bello, right? Venice, my home province of Avellino, 5-star deluxe hotels, a wine tasting in Tuscany. We'll have a blast getting to know each other a little better. And by the way, Steve and I are going to be performing in Rome. I swear to goodness gracious, we're going to be doing that. Call 888-PERILLO. Tell them you want to fly away with Joey to Italy, baby. 888-PERILLO. Janice is there, standing by. Diana is there. This is Steve's family over there, Perillo, started by Mario Perillo. You want to call, please, 888-PERILLO, because we'd like to see you there. By the way, you get a brochure and receive a bottle of Botticelli Premium Italian Olive Oil if you are among the first 10 callers today. One per household, please. Botticelli is the art of Italian flavor. Check your travel agent, call 888-PERILLO, or go to PerilloTours.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio with Big Al on AM 970. The Answer, 727. Assemblyman Dov Hykin, former Democratic Assemblyman, represented Borough Park in Brooklyn for decades, the son of Holocaust survivors and a great American. Dov, great to have you on the show. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be with you.
And right at the top, Dov, I got to tell you, love your tweets, man. Stay fired up, my brother. This is a crazy time. Is it a crazy time or what, Dov?
What's going on is truly scary, and it's reached the point now. You know, when you permit anti-Semitism, when you permit racism on any level, you don't deal with it. You don't speak out. Because it's not politically correct, especially we're talking about the Democratic Party. You know, the latest with Ilhan Omar and with Rashida Tlaib and so on, it's just the latest incidents of horrible, vicious, vile anti-Semitism. But, Joe, it's been going on in the Democratic Party now for quite a while, and there's been little reaction. You know, the Farrakhan connection with members of Congress, you know. Right. I mean, he's the most vile anti-Semite in the country. I mean, so this has been going on, and unfortunately, there's not been much reaction within the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party and anti-Semitism is real. It's real, and if they don't deal with
it,
there are going to be serious repercussions, I believe.
And what do I tell, and I'm thinking of my buddy, my you know, we talked about this, Dov, all my buddies, all my Jewish buddies I grew up with, right? And Mike and Dave and all the guys down the shore in Jersey. They're all liberal Democrats. How can they in good conscience vote that way anymore?
Well, I hope to God, Joe, look, most Jews, you know, I hate to say this, a little disease that many of us have, that we are so devoted to the Democratic Party that even if they stick a knife in our back, we're going to continue voting for the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
But I think enough people in this country Looking at what's happening, I mean, the reaction to the very latest stuff with Omar is so overwhelming that even those who have remained silent have no choice but to speak out. So I think that, you know, we've had very close elections in this country, and minor changes in places like Florida with the Jewish community. And by the way, Joe, this is not an issue only for the Jewish community. This is an issue for people who love this country and what this country stands for. To permit what is going on right now by members of the United States Congress,
yeah,
who have been placed in important positions like on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
How did that happen? How does Omar get on that committee?
Well, she got on that committee because the people who run the Congress now, Nancy Pelosi, you know, it's about being politically correct, it's showing that you're fair. And I believe in fair, too. So, you know, Joe, we all believe in being fair. And having another point of view, criticizing Israel is not the issue. But when you say the kind of things that Omar said that are the traditional anti-Semitic remarks about Jews and power, Jews and money, the kind of things that have resulted in history where people were murdered by the tens of thousands a day back during the Holocaust. That's the kind of stuff. The kind of stuff that she was talking about is the kind of stuff that's been used in the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, a document that was used, a document that was fabricated and used against the Jewish people. And that's what you have right now going on. Members of Congress on the Foreign Affairs Committee, on important committees, behaving this way, and the leadership, again, you know, one of the things that I've said, Joe, is I'm not as concerned about the anti-Semites as I am concerned about good people being silent.
That's a well said. Dove Hyken with Joe Piscopo, an assemblyman. On Wednesday, the House had a unanimous vote condemning anti-Semitism. We know that, but still, why is it? And Dove, you know, I know you enough to, you know, to talk like two friends talking here. So I've been railing on the, you start on the anti-Semitic rise that we've been talking about. That is not unlike pre-war Germany. I'm sorry to say that. But then it goes down to Washington, and then you got Omar and you got Tlaib going against Israel and the Jewish Americans, and they have no idea. First of all, how do they get elected? Second of all, where's Chuck Schumer on all of this? All of a sudden, the day before yesterday, he says something. I thought he was Mr. Israel, Dove.
Yeah, you're getting me going now. I mean, Chuck Schumer, who so often comes around to Jewish communities and he tells people, do you know what the word Schumer means? And I've heard this 100 times from him over the years. He says Schumer means shomer. And the word shomer in Hebrew is watcher. And he says, you know, my role is to be the watcher, to protect the Jewish community. This is what he says all the time. And that's fraudulent.
Yeah,
he should be charged with fraud. He's the guy, Joe, who supported. Who did he want to be the head of the DNC, the National Democratic Party?
Yeah.
Who did he want? Ellison.
Yeah.
The most anti-Israel member of Congress in the past. He thought Ellison was the right guy. So what kind of shomer is he? And he, in general, you know, he spoke out now about Omar. I mean, they didn't have a choice with her. But where has he been over the years to stand up and speak out? And you know, there's no compromising with hate and anti-Semitism, whether it comes from the political right or it comes from the left. And, you know, everybody on the left, you know, when something happens on the political right, they're all lining up to criticize the president and to criticize what happens on the political right. And it's happening on the left every single day on some level. And unfortunately, look, we talk about Schumer. What about the other senator from New York, Gillibrand?
Yep.
She's a total fraud.
That's right. Running for the hills, man.
You know, take the BDS issue, you know, boycott, divest, sanction. Now, there are 192 countries in the world, 192. There's only one BDS movement directed against one country, a democracy, a country that is threatened by its neighbors openly, and that is the state of Israel. How come there's no BDS movement directed against China, which has a million Muslims, Uyghurs, being held in concentration camps? Everybody knows this.
Yeah, yeah, it's so true.
How come there's no BDS movement directed against other countries in Asia, Africa, which never heard the word human rights and civil rights, but one single country,
yeah,
and that's the state of Israel. And our senator from New York, you know, who supported the legislation at one point against the BDS, has changed her mind.
You know, the whole tenor of the party, but and again, not to just say Democratic, something's going on in Washington. First of all, how Omar and Tlaib get in, how vicious they are toward Israel, toward Jewish Americans, and what is upsetting here, Dub, and that's why I appreciate your fight so much, sir, because the big guns down there in Washington will not step up. They're afraid to say, did you see Omar go, she was talking at that hearing with Elliot Abrams?
How
racist was that? You must have been through the roof with that. She mispronounces the name. Which...
It was horrible, and it's going to continue to be that way. And, you know, while she apologized, sort of, in terms of what she said.
Yeah, do you accept that, Dov Hyken?
Joe, no, I don't. Joe, this is not the first, it's not the second, and it's not the last time that she will indulge in vicious, vile anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a member of the United States Congress. She doesn't understand what she said.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, are we going to call her stupid?
I know.
Idiot?
No.
Is that what we're going to call her? She doesn't realize, like, A, B, C, that this is not the kind of language you indulge in? And what did she say not so long ago about she was accusing the Jewish people, Israel, of hypnotizing the world.
Yeah.
You know, we Jews have a special power. Do you know about it, Joe? We hypnotize the world. You didn't know that, right, Joe?
I had no idea.
You've never been hypnotized by Jews?
No. 736 with Dov Hyken.
Come on, you've been hypnotized. You don't even know it.
You know, listen, Mayor de Blasio made a speech at a Brooklyn synagogue yesterday condemning anti-Semitism, and during that speech, Mayor de Blasio said that hate crimes are up 81% in the city this year. Well, I was not even aware of that. He said two-thirds of those crimes are targeting the Jewish community, Dov. I mean, so the fight goes on, doesn't it, sir? Huh?
Yeah. Things are out of control. Yeah. You know, we had in Pittsburgh Jews being actually murdered, 11 Jews being murdered. Something that really, I think, began to wake up people to a certain reality, even in our beautiful, wonderful country, the United States of America. But here in New York, in Brooklyn, New York, in Crown Heights, there have been 15 attacks on Jews, not robberies, not break-ins into homes, Jews attacked simply because they are Jews. You have it in this country. You have it in New York. The latest statistics, by the way, in Germany, France, England, record breaking anti-Semitism. Joe, we Jews hardly, I mean, when you take the Jewish people as a whole, it's about 15 million people. Can you imagine that? 15 million people.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, the question of why, you know, what have we done wrong? Yeah. You know, what is it
exactly
about the Jewish people that so many people have such hate?
You know what, Dov? They look to you, Assemblyman Dov Hyken, former Democratic Assemblyman. They look to you to blaze the path, to keep the fight going. And I look to you as well, sir. And any time you need the airwaves, Dov.
Well, Joe, you are an amazing partner. You talk about me, but it isn't me. It's us together, understanding, you know, racism, hatred, wherever it comes from, we're going to stand together.
That's
to
right.
Fight it all the way.
It's the American way, Dov. And we love you, man. Appreciate it, sir. And come back soon, Dov.
Thank you so much.
Thank Dov Hyken right there with Piscopo in the morning, 7:38. Josh Gottheimer will join us and Commissioner James O'Neill in the 8 o'clock hour. Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
45 degrees. It's 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Firefighters are battling an inferno at a multifamily home in Newark. Flames could be seen shooting 1,000 feet into the air at a house on Sussex Avenue near 3rd Street. Broke out around 5 this morning, sending 6 adults, 7 children into the street with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Fire officials say no one was hurt. The home has been destroyed. The families who live there will have to be relocated. Some members of the real estate community are upset Amazon is backing out of plans to build a Long Island City headquarters. Brian Dussault of Halsted Real Estate is blaming politicians for the loss of a potential real estate boom. Dussault says Amazon's promise of creating 25,000 jobs put a floor under what's been a softening housing market. Real estate experts say you can now expect to see more of a push to sell in Long Island City rather than buy. In sports, the Knicks team record 18-game losing streak over. Dennis Smith Jr. with 19 points as they beat the Hawks 106-91 in Atlanta. New York now 11-47. They're a half game ahead of Phoenix for the worst record in the league. Knicks are now off for the All-Star break, and the Devils lost to the Blackhawks by the final of 5-2. Sports brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. You mentioned the fire department activity in Newark. 3rd Street is closed at Sussex Avenue because of that fire department activity. 208 southbound closed over by Goffel Road and Hawthorne with a serious accident. Garden State Parkway North at 127, a collision. 22 eastbound in Hillside, an accident there as well. We're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you take a ride to 37th by 3rd here in town. It's all due to an accident involving a pedestrian. LIE eastbound, Francis Lewis Boulevard, a collision taking one lane, and the southbound Van Wyck into Hillside Avenue, a disabled vehicle in the way. 347 Wisconsin Highway West at Nichols Road into Stony Brook, a collision there to deal with. We're seeing delays on the J and the Z train, and it looks like 10-minute delays on the Far Rockaway branch of the LIRR. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works. Uh-huh. And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code THE ANSWER, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. and use discount code THEANSWER.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? Worse yet, how many customers are your competitors stealing from you because they are? The vast majority of the population is on social media nearly every day shopping. Does your business have an effective selling presence on social media? We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 742. Josh Gottheimer coming up momentarily. And your phone calls always, by the way, 877-970-2999. You know, since 1906, the Lieber family has been serving New Jersey residents from Hudson and Bergen County by offering expert caring services for families suffering the loss of a loved one. The father-son team of Dan and Matt Lieber are the fourth and fifth generations to carry on the family tradition through the Volk Lieber Funeral Home in Teaneck in Oradell, New Jersey, and the Barrett Funeral Home in Tenafly. Respecting and understanding the Jewish funeral traditions, the Lieber family created Bergen Jewish Chapel, an online funeral arrangement resource with the goal of alleviating a family's stress and burden. So tough at that time, right? While dealing with the end-of-life issues. You can go online online, BergenJewishChapel.com, just like that. And there you'll be given the information you'll need before you actually need it. Eliminate the burden of a face-to-face meeting at a funeral home location while still benefiting from their personal attention. For full disclosure of services, merchandise, and costs, please go to BergenJewishChapel.com. That's BergenJewishChapel.com. Services are available through any of the three conveniently located Lieber-owned facilities. Once again, BergenJewishChapel.com or call 201-261-2900. 201-261-2900.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Oh, man, what a Friday. 7:44. Congressman Josh Gottheimer, Democratic congressman representing New Jersey's 5th. Hey, Josh, you know, it's like Friday. We're supposed to hang out, have some fun. What a news day. You believe this stuff or what, man, huh? Crazy, right?
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
All right, we're doing good. Well, I must say,
I'm just happy the government's going to be open.
Yeah, you know what? It's true. I want to ask you all about that, but you know what, Josh? I'm loving. Forgive me. I love the drama of it all. You know what I mean? You can't make this up. The 24-hour news cycle. Am I right?
It's unbelievable. It's, you know, I don't understand why we can't make a decision unless there's drama.
I know. It's so true, though.
Right. It's almost like we're doing it for, you know, TV.
It's so true. Listen, Josh, thanks for joining us on the air. Now, the House joined the Senate last night, passing a bill to avoid another government shutdown. How did you vote, Congressman, may I ask?
I voted to support it, keep the government open, get, do our business, do our job. So Democrats and Republicans, we all got together and said this is the right thing to do.
You know, and look at you, Democrat. I'm a former lifelong Democrat. I'm an independent now. We're talking on, we're being congenial. We're going to be nice and amicable, right, Josh? Is it? But come on. The president, he's going to declare an emergency and build the wall, Josh. Come on, man. You got to love part of that, don't you?
I think it's unbelievable that, you know, he did not tell anyone. I was speaking to a senator yesterday about, yeah, a Republican senator, yeah, said this is all a surprise. Yeah. All a surprise.
Do you think that's a fact. I'm reading everywhere that he is going to declare the emergency. Yes.
It seems that way. I mean, you know, again, not the way to govern, and certainly not, you know, we have clear delineation of authority here. Right. And our job is to make sure that we appropriate the resources. That's why you have members of Congress and right from all over the country decide what's best for our projects. And, you know, to just take resources from one place and say, I'm not going to spend it for what you all decided to put it toward that's best for your districts.
Yeah.
Seems a little out of line, but obviously we're going to have to fight it out.
Yeah. Who do you think is to blame for all the recent partisanship in Washington, Josh?
So that's a big, how much time we got?
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons, you know, and you know, a lot of them. I mean, there's part of it is the way the lines are drawn so that most districts are not like my district. Most districts are really very heavily Democrat or very heavily Republican. So what happens is in the primaries, right, you have the extremes in either party making decisions on who is going to be the candidates of the middle, where most people are. They don't get a voice, mm-hmm, often in the primary process. And, you know, there's also, I think with the way social media is these days, right, people tend to just have small groups that then they have of friends on Facebook and they share,
yeah,
certain information.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah,
it's all one way. You don't,
yeah,
get it. You don't get a broad perspective, right? I think when,
yeah,
you know, if you, back when you watched Walter Cronkite every night, the news had actually be truly two-sided, right? Had to show both sides and both angles and not be editorializing every time we put out a story. And, you know, to me, we need authorities that actually just tell us what's going on without trying to put their political bent in it. But that's what's difficult right now. It cuts us up into smaller groups.
Hey, and walk us through it, Josh, because you're down there, Congressman Josh Gottheimer with Piscopo in the Morning. So you're a Democrat down there and you're talking, and it must be civil. I always say in the bowels of the Capitol, it must be civil when you talk one-on-one. Do sometimes, like, does Senator Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and even some of the Republicans, do they posture just for their base sometimes, do you think?
Well, certainly, I mean, people in politics posture all the time, so of course that happens. But, you know, the truth is, which day to day, you know, we all get along really well. You know, there's always outliers on that, but people get on well. You know, I co-chair this group called the Problem Solvers Caucus, which is half Democrat, half Republican. We meet every week. We're in Washington, and we talk to each other and say, where can we actually agree? Where can we get to 80% of what we want? The problem is, of course, you've got some folks who just insist on getting everything they want, right? And say, if it's not 100%, if it's not pure, if it's not literally everything that I asked for, I'm not interested. And that's where really the breakdown occurs. And
yeah.
and of course,
yeah.
that noise is what gets covered on cable news. It's the fight because it makes good TV instead of actually, you know, when we agree and get on and figure out what we're doing together, that's less exciting for the media. And I understand that. It doesn't make for a great headline when people are actually trying to figure things out. But if you look at how we came to this agreement that we voted on last night,
mm-hmm.
we sat down, we talked, we worked through it. People didn't get everything they wanted at all, right? But, you know, both sides had to actually give a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some, from my perspective, we're getting some resources for Gateway on infrastructure. Obviously, we're gonna be able to take steps on the border to make sure that we're secure, to keep terrorists and gang members and criminals out. And, you know, this was agreed on by people talking to each other. So I think the more things we can get done that way, it's mm-hmm. actually better for the country, give people a little more faith.
Congressman, you're making far too much sense for a Democrat. But we
I'll work on that, Joe. I'll work on it, man.
I appreciate it. Hey, Josh, Democrat, we were just talking to Dove Hyken, and this Congresswoman Omar under fire last week for those controversial comments about Israel. I mean, what is your take, and how do you deal with it? Because you're right in the beast of the belly down there.
Yeah, and I led an effort, you know, a letter to our leadership saying, you know, comments like these are, using anti-Semitic tropes and divisive language, obviously unacceptable. They're not the first comments, unfortunately, in the last months that have come out of the Congress, from representatives that have been utilizing language that against Jewish Americans that is completely unacceptable. And we said so. And I was glad that our leadership, frankly, came out very strong and swiftly. And the congresswoman apologized. But I think you've got to be vigilant, right? We can disagree on policy, Joe, right? We're going to, Democrats and Republicans disagree within the Democratic Party, we disagree, and Republicans, same thing. But how you talk about issues and how we talk about one another and other people in our country, there is no room for crossing certain lines. And I think a line was crossed here.
Yeah, amen. Hey, Josh, are you going to support Corey when he runs? Do you know who you're supporting in 2020?
If Corey asks and he wants my support, he'll have my support.
Yeah. So let's go here. Amazon. Josh, I'm telling you, man, you got the power. And I haven't talked to Corey in a while. He's been on the show, and I always tick off half my audience because
he's from my district.
I'm telling you, it is up in Bergen. You got to get Amazon to Newark, man. Somebody's got to have a hotline to Bezos.
I'm glad you said that. I tweeted. And about 10 minutes after they announced, I said, come here. Are you kidding me?
I know.
We need those, Joe. We need those jobs.
I know. I was going, I understand the corporate greed, but come to Newark. We'll make some concessions.
I can't believe they blew that deal.
I know. I cannot get over the fact that they told them no. We got to get on to Mr. Bezos, get Corey there because Newark, oh, man, we would own it. We would own it. Congressman, listen, Josh, thank you so much for joining us. You know, we may differ politically, but we're all in this together, and we appreciate you jumping on the air with us always.
I hope you'll have me on again.
Yeah, by all means, Congressman. You are welcome anytime, sir. Thank you so much, Congressman.
Take care.
All right. Congressman Josh Gottheimer. Hey, 752, Debbie's on the roads for you right now on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. Thank you. Let's see what's happening right now as you head over to the Far Rockaway branch of the LIRR. A 10-minute delay with some signal problems. Also delays. Delays are easing out here on the J, M, and Z trains. 8 canceled trains with New Jersey Transit this morning. Let's go over to the inbound side of the GWB. Only 10 minutes, so pretty late this morning at the GWB. Lincoln 25. Holland, that's going to be 30. 208 southbound accident being cleared. Getting down into Hawthorne. Garden State Parkway North at 127. A collision. 22 eastbound in Hillside, a crash over there. Traffic busy southbound Thruway 13 down toward 11 and then in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 287 east, exit 5 in White Plains. That crash is off on the shoulder. Watch for some pockets of volume here as you take a ride to the West Side Highway southbound, slowing down into 158th Street. Harlem River Drive south busy down toward the RFK. 37th Street still blocked here in town by 3rd Avenue. A pedestrian accident and the LIE East at Francis Lewis Boulevard. about an accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You want a great gift suggestion? How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the gift of a great night's sleep? Night after night, year after year, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows, along with two go-anywhere pillows and free shipping. And they're offering their amazing 60-day money-back guarantee to boot. Since I started sleeping with a MyPillow, I've slept better and deeper than ever before. If you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Get Mike's 4-pack offer. Over 50% off two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping and their 60-day money-back guarantee on this offer only. Please call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Please be sure to use the promo code AM970. The number again, 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Napa Know How.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its durability and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit two per household while supplies last. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Joe Lumberg's coming up with the weather momentarily. It's 7:55 right now. I'll tell you about Mike Connors because Mike is so knowledgeable about wills and trusts and where you could leave your money, nursing home bills. Nursing home bills could be like 15 grand a month. You know that, right? People work their entire lives to live comfortably in retirement, and then you got those hard-earned dollars. You know, you spend them all on nursing home. You got to make a will. You got to make a trust. You got to set yourself up. The good news is that you can prevent all of those expenses from happening against you if you plan in advance. You can keep your control, your choice over your assets. Connors and Sullivan is where you want to go. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan like they're doing for me, please, that specifically protects your interests, including your home. And what I love about it, when I called up, I picked up the phone and I talked to Lisa over at Connors and Sullivan. And I said, I'm going to Brooklyn and we put all our papers together and I sit down. Mike is so knowledgeable on all of this. You get a free initial consultation with a Connors and Sullivan attorney to discuss your issues and your concerns. You can go to Brooklyn, right? You can go to Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island, locations in all those boroughs. Here is the number for Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. You could also visit them at connorsandsullivan.com. It's 718-238-6500. Or go to, please, connorsandsullivan.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Lumberger is our marathon man meteorologist. It is going to be 55 degrees today. Joey's got the bike in the studio with him right now, don't you? Shining that up, don't you, Joe?
Yes, huh? I am. Yes, I am.
You got it going on, man. How many miles will you hit today, do you figure?
I'm
going
to go for 50 today.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, you are just unbelievable.
I'm going to go out, point my nose right into the wind to get going, and then have that wind at my back. On the way
home. On the way back. So that's amazing. Now, you don't use earbuds. You don't use headphones
nope.
or anything.
Oh, gosh, no.
No, you just go out like that, Joe. You're unbelievable, man. You are an inspiration, Joe Lumberg. Weather-wise, 55 and nice all day?
Yeah, just, I mean, there'll be a brief little shower here and there, but it's not going to rain very much. I mean, a couple hundredths of an inch, that's our grand total today.
Okay.
And mild, 55. Just a little hint of spring to come, you know?
And what are you talking, snow possibly Sunday night?
Sunday night, yeah. There's a system that will come at us from the southwest. It's weak. We might get a coating to an inch. I don't think it's anything more than that. Maybe messes up the Monday morning commute, but it comes and goes very quickly. Other than that, pretty quiet through early next week.
All right, Joe. We'll talk to you a little bit. Joe Lumberg, always appreciate it, my friend. Thanks so much. That is the Marathon Man, Joe Lundberg. Jeffrey Lyons coming up next hour. Mike Gallagher as well. Mr. Mike Lindell, live from Liberty University. Cannot wait to talk to Mike. You know, it was very, very, we just a heart-wrenching week with losing Detective Brian Simonson. Commissioner James O'Neill, Commissioner of the NYPD, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Piscopo in the morning, live from New York City.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
47 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo signing a law aimed at providing victims of child sexual abuse justice. Child's Victims Act was passed by state lawmakers late last month, extending the statute of limitations. The law also opens a one-year window which within a lawsuit can be brought in some cases. Cuomo says the legislation a key step towards overcoming the type of abuse that's been prevalent in some institutions, including the Catholic Church. One person hurt, 30 apartments damaged in an overnight apartment house fire in Far Rockaway. Fire officials say it broke out at around 2:30 this morning in a first-floor apartment on Mott Avenue near Gateway Boulevard, quickly rising five floors. Many residents evacuated in pajamas were seen huddling outside under Red Cross blankets.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.